朋友，活在耶稣里福音网站的福乐人生讲坛为你提供神仆人的圣经讲解，请收听林祥元牧师的讲道信息，认真学习圣经真理，听道并行道，做主的忠心仆人。
非常高兴我们今天，我是很少来 Temecula。
So I come to Temecula infrequently.
所以感谢主，今天我能够来了。
So I'm very glad to have the opportunity to come.
大家都知道我们的藏传道现在准备要去日本宣教。
And we know that Pastor Chang is preparing to become a missionary in Japan.
他在我们当中服侍了四年多。
He served faithfully among us for 4+ years.
其实他来主恩堂服侍的时候呢，他已经告诉我说。他有心要做宣教。
So when he first came, he already told me about his vision of becoming a missionary.
所以那个时候他说我不知道什么时候。
And he didn't know exactly what time he would take that on.
所以他一面等候神的带领的时候呢，一面很忠心的在这里服侍。
So as he was waiting for God's calling, he served faithfully among us for four plus years.
后来他觉得时机成熟了，所以呢他就准备出去了。
And so now he feels like the time is right, and so he's preparing his ministry over there.
所以每一次你去日本餐馆吃饭的时候，就请为他祷告一下。
So whenever you go to a Japanese restaurant, please pray for him.
吃日本菜跟住在日本是两回事啊，是吧
？So to eat Japanese food and to live in Japan are two different things.
第一，日本的生活程度很高啊。
So we know that the standard of living in Japan is very high.
很贵的。
It's very expensive.
等一下我证明给你看。
So I'm going to prove it to you.
另外呢日本的这个地方也比较小嘛生活的哈。
So we know that in Japan, the space is limited.
并且呢他的孩子读书那个国际学校也是非常贵的。
You know, the international school in Japan is extremely expensive.
所以正是要成为贵人才能够住在日本、啊。
所以 you must become a high class to live in Japan.
所以不容易。
So this is not an easy task.
并且他没有教会的。
And he has no church there.
他是从零开始的。
So he's starting from ground zero.
那么都不知道怎么开始。
And is not exactly sure how to start.
我们在这里大家都看见华人都能够讲中文啊，请你来啊，请你来主恩堂啊，特美谷啊，这样子。
So it's different from starting a church here. Here you can see Chinese-speaking people, and you can very naturally invite them to church.
但是他在日本就，就是有口难言，是吗？
So it's hard for him to speak up like that in Japan because he doesn't speak the language.
不容易的。
It's not an easy task.
我的两个哥哥啊，他们都住在日本。
So I have two older brothers who live in Japan.
后来搬回到香港去。
And they moved back to Hong Kong.
从他们身上我知道是在日本生活不容易。
So I know from personal experience of my brothers that it's not easy to live in Japan.
我今天跟各位思想的题目是成为一个becoming a spiritually vibrant church, 成为一个活着实在的教会。
So today's topic is becoming a spiritually vibrant church.
我们来读圣经这个启示录第三章十四节开始。
So we'll read Revelations from chapter 3, verse 14.
Okay, 那么我们就读中文英文呢就请各位自己看了好不好？我们一起来念中文哈。你们要你写信给老底嘉教会的使者说，哪位阿门的为诚信证实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的，说我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。你既如温水，也不能也不热，所以我必从你口中把你吐出去。你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦可怜贫穷下眼吃剩的。我劝你向我买火炼的镜子，叫你富足；又买白衣穿上，叫你吃剩的袖子不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他。所以你们要发热心，也要悔改。看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他哪里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。得胜的，我要吃他在我宝座上与我坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。圣灵像众教会所说的话。
凡有耳的就应当听。
我们很多时候传福音的时候，
So many times when we preach the gospel，
我们要邀请人信耶稣，
So we want to invite people to come believe in Jesus，
我们就用这个三章二十节，
So we use the Revelation 3:20。
主啊，站在你的门外叩门呢。
So we tell them that the Lord is knocking at your door。
打开你的心吧，接受耶稣进到你的心里面吧，这样子。
So open your heart and accept Jesus Christ into your heart。
这个是我们常常用的一个办法哈。
So this is a method that we often use。
但是这段圣经不是对非信徒说的。
But you know, this scripture was originally not spoken to non-believers。
不是叫你用来邀请非信徒信耶稣的，不是的。
It's not an invitation for non-believers to come believe in the Lord Jesus。
因为这段圣经是给老底家教会，是基督徒啊，是弟兄姐妹，是信徒啊，是圣徒啊。
So this was spoken to the saints, to the church at Laodicea, and to the church there.
那个就很好笑了。
So this is a funny thing.
现在只有在教会门外叩门了。
So imagine if Jesus was knocking at the door of the church.
原来这个教会没有耶稣的。
So this is a church without Jesus.
很恐怖啊。
So isn't that a scary thing?
或者说一个基督徒啊，心里面没有神的，没有耶稣的。
In other words, these are Christians without Jesus in their heart.
岂不是很讽刺吗？
Isn't this ridiculous?
就好像一个医院里面什么都有，只是没有医生。
So it's like a hospital that has all the facilities but no doctors.
就好像一个餐馆，什么都有，有杯啊，有盘啊，有这个茶杯，但是呢，没有东西吃的，也没有厨师。
So it would be like a restaurant with all the utensils, but no food and no chef.
次要的东西都有了，主要的东西却没有。
So all the accessories are there, but the main course is not there.
一个教会最重要是说，耶稣在我们当中居首位嘛，是吗？
So the most important thing is that Jesus Christ is Lord of all and resides in the church.
很可惜今天很多的教会什么都有，就是没有耶稣。
So, and that's true of a lot of contemporary churches, that they have everything else, but there's no Jesus.
很多基督徒也是。
So many Christians are the same way.
我们什么有十字架、
So we have a cross.
我们也有这个我们洗礼了，有受洗的证书哈，是吗？
So we have certificates of baptism.
我们礼拜天也来做一点教会的事情。
So we come and do quote unquote church things.
我们有侍奉，有礼拜什么，但是就没有耶稣在我们心里。
We have people serving, we have worship service, but there's no Jesus among us.
就成为一个不是实在的一个教会，不是实在的基督徒。
So this is not a true church and not a true Christian.
首先我们要明白这段圣经。你要认识老底家这个城市、
So to understand this scripture fully, you have to understand the church at Laodicea.
第一个，这个老底家这个城市是个非常富裕的城市、
So Laodicea is a very wealthy and prosperous city.
为什么要提到这里呢？
So why do we need to talk about this?
因为耶稣责备他们的时候说，你们这是个非常贫穷的教会。
Because when Jesus rebukes them, he says that you are a poor church.
这个是个很讽刺的一个说法。
This is a very mocking tone.
你知道这个这个考古学家告诉我们说，这个老底嘉城啊，在考古学里面已经发现很多的所谓的 LC letter of credit.
So in the archaeologists discover many letters of credit in the archaeological sites at Laodicea.
有不错的这个 banking system, 银行的制度。
So they have a fairly advanced banking system.
所以呢。这个老底嘉城啊，是个非常的富裕的城市。
So you know, it's a very wealthy and prosperous city.
你知道全世界最有钱的城市是哪几个吗
？So do you know what the wealthiest city in the world are?
根据他们的 GDP.
So this is according to the gross domestic product GDP.
最有钱的 number one.
So the most prosperous city.
不是国家，是城市啊。
This we're talking about cities.
Number one.
Number one.
就是藏传道要去的东京。
So this is where Pastor Chang is going, and that's Tokyo.
第二
Number two is New York.
第三 LA.
Number three is LA.
第四
Number four.
首尔
Seoul.
第五
Number five.
London.
London.
第七第六
Number six is
巴黎
Paris.
第七
Number seven.
Osaka. 大阪
Osaka.
第八
Number eight.
Chicago.
Chicago.
第九
Number nine.
莫斯科不是莫斯科，是莫斯科。
Is Moscow.
第十
Number ten.
上海
Is Shanghai.
请问在座当中，
So among you,
你们是从那些城市来的，请你举个手给我看一看。
So if any of you are from those cities, please raise your
hand. 什么上海啊，什么上海啊，还是什么 Chicago 有没有啊
？So I know there are people from Shanghai.
有没有东京来的，日本来的？
Chicago, 有啊。Anybody here from Tokyo?
你举手，等一下我去向你募款。
So if you raise your hands, I will ask you to make donations.
很奇怪，没有台北，也没有香港。
So you know, Taipei and Hong Kong are not in the top 10.
有上海，没有台北，没有香港。
So there's Shanghai and no Taipei and no Hong Kong.
这是一个有钱的城市。
So you see, Laodicea is a very wealthy city.
另外
，So another thing,
它是一个出黑羊毛很有名的地方。
So it makes quality black wool that was well
known. 所以他们的那个衣服呢是非常的有名的。
So their clothing was very famous.
是名牌的。
So it's top-notch brands.
但是主耶稣责备他们说：“你们是赤身露体的，你们竟然没有衣服可以穿。”
So but in Jesus' rebuke, he says, "You are naked. You have no clothing."
比如说我们中国很有名的景德镇出那个瓷器嘛，是吗？
For example, there's a city in China that's famous for its clay.
Okay,
China, yes.
我是说你住在那个地方竟然家里面一个瓷器都没有的话真的很好笑是吗
So if you live in that city and you have no fine china, that's kind of a mocking thing.
那个这是主耶稣责备他们的。
So this is how Jesus was rebuking them.
你们出那么有名的这个出黑羊毛竟然你们在灵里面却是那么的贫穷。
So what he's saying is that you make such rich fine clothing, but spiritually you're like naked.
第三个
Number three,
这个老底家很出名是这个人所供职的出眼药的地方。
So, another thing they were famous for is making really good eye medicine.
他们甚至有个很好的眼科医院呢。
So they actually have an ophthalmology hospital.
但主耶稣怎么责备他们呢
？So how does Jesus rebuke them though?
你们不但只赤身露体，你们是瞎眼的，你们竟然没有看见你们的光景。
You're spiritually naked and you're also spiritually blind. You can't see your own situation.
也是个很厉害的讽刺。
It's a very serious mockery.
还有呢，主耶稣责备他们不冷不热，是吗
？So and the, also Jesus rebukes that they're lukewarm, neither hot or cold.
原来这个老底家城它本身没有这个水池。他们必须要用引水道把外面的水引到这个城市里面。
So the city of Laodicea has no water source of its own. So for their water supply, they have to use canals to draw water into the city.
他们有几条的引水道。
So they have many canals.
其中一条。
So one of them
是非常不好的一条。
Is not a good one.
它水本来就是这个也不是也是冷冷的啊，也不是很冰的，一点点啊。
So it has sort of water that's not cold.
它进到这个老底家城的时候
，So when it's drawn into Laodicea,
就变成温水。
It becomes lukewarm water.
罗斯说，你够暖的话，泡温泉的话，就可以 restore 你的精神，是不是？可以恢复你的精神。
So we know that sometimes we soak in hot springs to feel refreshed.
Restored.
Yeah.
我是够冷的话就 refresh 是吗
So if it's cold, then you're refreshed.
You either to restore or to refresh.
So you 洗澡要。
说到两个都不是。
对but there is neither is lukewarm.
也不够热。
It's not hot enough.
不能够用来泡温泉。
So it's not hot enough to soak.
也不够冷。
And it's not cold enough.
使到你更加的精神。
To refresh you.
并且进来的时候
So when it comes in,
它带有很多很多的杂质 impurities.
It brings in a lot of impurities.
也不能够喝
You can't drink it.
所以也不能泡温泉
You can't soak in it.
也不能洗脸
You can't wash your face in it.
也不能喝
And you can't drink it.
没有用
It's useless.
所以主耶稣责备他们是说不冷不热的意思不单只是说哎，你们真是不够热心不是单单这样是里面没有用的意思
So Jesus isn't saying that they're not zealous enough. He's actually saying you are completely useless.
这是很严重的一个责备。
This is a really, really serious rebuke.
所以主耶稣讲到这个老底家城的时候
，So when Jesus speaks of Laodicea,
他是用很讽刺的办法来说他们。
He really is harshly rebuking them.
你读这些讽刺的时候，你发现主耶稣是非常的幽默的。
So if you understand the circumstances of Laodicea and the condition, and you read this, you see that actually Jesus has a sense of humor.
你笑的时候，但是苦笑的。
Perhaps he's laughing at them, but it's laugh of mockery.
另外一个事情,
so another thing,
不但只要认识这个城市, 要认识说话的主, 讲话的主。
So you have to know that city, and you have to know and believe in the Lord that speaks to that city.
他说他怎么介绍自己呢?
So how does he introduce himself?
我是那位诚信正直的主,那个真的主,真。
So he says that he is the truth.
这句话什么意思呢?
So that what does that mean?
耶稣说我就是道路真理上面,那个真理是什么意思啊?
So when Jesus says I'm the way, the truth, and the life, what does that mean?
我们很多时候就会想到说,哦,主耶稣讲的是好道理,是真理,是吧?
So a lot of times we'll think that what Jesus speaks is the truth, is good words.
当然主耶稣讲的是真理,
and of course he speaks the truth, because he is the truth.
不过每一次主耶稣说我是真理的意思, 他的意思说我就是旧约所预言的那一位, 旧约是个影儿, 我就是那个真的那个, 是这个意思。
So when Jesus says that he is the truth, he means that he is the truth that was prophesied through the ages in the Old Testament.
原来旧约里面所讲的都是个影儿,
The Old Testament speaks about is a shadow of things to come, of the truth to come.
耶稣那是这个真体啊。
So, and Jesus is the real thing.
所以他每一次介绍我就是真理的时候, 他意思说我就是真体的意思。
So he's basically, what he's saying is he is the truth that was foreshadowed in the Old Testament.
也说明了神的预言, 神所给我们应许, 一定会应验。 毫不改变,因为他是诚信真实的。
So all the prophecies and promises that God speaks will never change, because that came to fruition in Jesus Christ.
没有假冒,也没有虚假,也没有改变。
There's no change and no falseness in it.
所以我们每一次想到这一点的时候,
So when we think about that,
几千年来,
So many thousands of years,
很多人要破坏神的计划。
Many people try to alter God's plan. Satan wanted to break God's plan of salvation. But the Lord's truth never changes.
所以我们很喜欢唱那首诗歌,你的信实极其广大, 是吗?
So we like to sing that hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Great is Thy Faithfulness, Great is Thy Faithfulness. 对不对? Morning by morning, His mercies I see. 每一个早晨都看见他的怜悯。
So every morning, we see God's faithfulness.
所以他是那个真实的。
So He is the truth.
他把他的应许应验了。He brings
His own promise to reality.
这位诚信的主不单只是真理，他也是看到真相的。
So Jesus Christ is not only the truth, he can see the truth.
在别的这个下面我们看到主耶稣向另外一个教会显现的时候说主耶稣的眼睛好像火焰的眼睛一样有火的。So
in the passage in the Revelations afterwards, it says that Jesus' eyes are like a flame.
我们很多时候有假象不是真相。
So a lot of times we see falseness.
好像什么呢?
So what, like what?
人家告诉你,若是你觉得自己太胖的话,
So people will tell you that if you feel like you're too heavy,
有点 overweight.
Overweight, yes.
你就需要穿深颜色的衣服。
So you should wear dark colors.
好像我一样。 你要穿直纹的衣服,不要穿横的,好像斑马一样。
So you need to wear clothes with vertical stripes,
为什么呢?
Not horizontal stripes.
为什么呢?
Why is that?
看起来比较瘦。
Because it'll make you appear to be thinner.
不是真的瘦。
Not that you are really thin.
是感觉到瘦而已。
You give the feeling of being thin.
所以今天呢,我们很多时候看见很多人化妆, 化妆到个地步好像伪装一样的,假人一样的。
So you see many people put on so many cosmetics that it almost seems like it's not a real person.
现在大家都一窝蜂啊,女生啊,去韩国。
So you know, a lot of females go to Korea.
不是做美容啊,是整容哎。
It's not to dress themselves up cosmetically, but it is to cosmetically transform themselves.
你会发现去完韩国以后, 出来的女生都是一个样子, 好像 cookies cut 这样子,
So you see that people come out, the women come out of Korea in their cookie cutter shape. They all look the same.
男生也是一样, 女生也是一样,
so the guys and the girls look the same.
但是都不是真相,
but that is not the truth.
有时候你在这个, 有一次我在讲道的时候,
so one time I was preaching
在Chicago附近,
near Chicago.
讲到一半的时候,
so when I, in the middle of my sermon,
警钟大鸣,
alarm. Oh, the alarm went off.
全部都要离开,
so everybody needs to evacuate.
原来刚刚有, tornado, 快,那个龙卷风来了,
oh, tornado warning. Okay.
我从来没有试过讲到有龙卷风的一次,
I've never been interrupted by a tornado warning.
我觉得我很有能力那天,
so I feel like that sermon must have been really good.
但是我有能力, 但是也很惧怕, 就跑了, 这样子,
but it scared everybody off.
所以我们全部跑到这个地下室,
so we all went to the basement.
不能讲到,
so I can't.
就闭了两个小时,
so we were stuck there for 2 hours.
那么两个小时就上来了,
so after 2 hours we came up.
就看见一棵树都倒下来,
so we see that was a tree that was blown over.
很大的树,
it's a huge tree.
怎么会倒的呢?
How could it fall?
看清楚,
so we have to see.
原来这个树里面是空的, 是通的,
oh, it's a tree with a hollow trunk.
其他的幼幼的反而不倒, 那个就倒了,
so the smaller trees didn't fall over, but this hollow tree trunk fell over.
就看起来, 哇, 这个树不可能倒了, 就倒了.
So you see that on the surface, it looks like this tree would never be blown over, but it was the first one.
为什么有一些很出名的基督徒领袖忽然间倒下来呢?
So if you see famous Christian leaders fallen,
还上报纸呢?
So it made the news.
哎呀, 他都很大啊, 他的名字很大啊,
and you, perhaps you'll see that this is a famous Christian, a leader.
他的地位很高啊,
he's of high position.
但是他里面是通的,
but you see that is he's empty on the inside.
有很多罪的虫在里面住他,
so,
人家不知道,
there's a parasite, a sin that ate him away.
当试探来的时候,
so when he experiences temptation,
他整个人倒下来,
it's very easy for them to fall.
这个不是没有理由的,
so this is not didn't happen for no reason.
凡事都有理由的,
so everything happens for a reason.
因为他让一些的罪的虫在里面住他,
because he lets these parasites of sin eat him away.
看起来很好看, 但是里面已经空了.
So on the surface, everything looks good, but he was empty on the inside.
我们的主看见真相,
so our Lord can see the truth.
他看见老底家教会的真相,
so he can see the truth in the Laodicean church.
所以讲的话是非常的严厉呢,
so he rebukes them harshly.
他还会说真话呢,
so he will speak the truth.
很多人看见真相, 但是不讲真话的, 有没有?
So many people see the truth, 是吗? But will not speak the truth.
你看到真相吗? 看到, 有没有讲? 没讲? 这样子啊,
so you see, did you see the truth? Yeah, but did you say it? They didn't.
能够看到真相, 能够敢讲真话的不多, 是吗?
So there are very few people that see the truth and are brave enough to speak it.
很多时候呢, 我们看见一些弟兄姐妹, 就是说这个, 不敢去看医生,
so we see a lot of brothers and sisters, perhaps they were afraid to see the doctor.
他觉得等我健康好一些, 我再去看他,
so,
现在太病了, 不好意思,
and their rationale would be, when I'm feeling better, then I'll go see the doctor. Right now, I'm embarrassed to see the doctor.
有很多时候我们会就这个, 希望医生讲一些好听的话给我们听,
so we've all hoped for auspicious words from the doctor.
有时候那么你就问医生说,
so sometimes you ask the doctor,
这个也是医生, 刘医师, 我们就希望, 医生我怎么样了, 这样子,
so when we ask the doctor, how am I doing?
那医生对你说,
so when the doctor says,
没关系,
it's no big deal.
你尽量吃,
you can keep eating.
你尽量去玩吧,
you can play however you want to.
我需要借口吗? 不需要借, 不需要借口,
so do I need to stop anything? No, you just keep doing what you're doing.
对, 时间不多了, 快点做, 快点做,
you know that your time is near when the doctor tells you that.
所以医生讲好话给你听, 不一定是好事啊, 是吧?
So when the,
哎呀, 很高兴, 我是可以随便吃, 又可以随便吃的, 可以随便去玩啊,
so when the doctor says, do whatever,
快点去玩吧,
when the doctor tells you words that are pleasing to yours, you can do whatever you want to, you know your time is near.
但是如果是医生对你很凶,
but if the doctor rebukes you,
你不做运动,
So why don't you exercise?
为什么还是吃那么的肥肥烈烈的东西？
Why do you eat so much grease?
他骂你的话，等于说你还有得救。
So then you should be glad because that means there's still hope for you.
所以主耶稣责备这个老底家教会。
So when Jesus rebukes this church,
等于说老底家还有一点得救的可能性。
He's holding out hope for the Laodicea church.
我有个朋友。
So I have a friend.
他以前呢看医生，医生常常就叫他去验血。
So when he saw the doctor always told him to get his blood test.
那么看完验血报告之后呢，就给他臭骂了，骂他了，说他了。警告他了。
Every time he got blood test, he got a harsh rebuke from the doctor.
所以从那天开始呢，他不去看西医，他去看中医。
So he got so upset that he will no longer see a Western doctor. He goes to see herbal doctors.
因为那个时候的中医呢，不需要去检。
The herbal doctors will not take blood tests from you. So he was very proud of himself.
因为他看见那些 number 的时候，他就很生气。
So because when he saw those numbers, he was really upset.
But number never lies.
是
吗？ Number never lies. 数字不会撒谎的，是吗？所以他就看见那些数字很不高兴。
So when he saw those numbers, he was very upset.
所以他很十几年都不去看西医。
So for over a decade, he wouldn't see the Western doctor.
在座的中医啊，我不是说不应该看你们的，不是这个意思。
So if there are Chinese herbal doctors,
不是这个意思。
Yeah, I apologize. I don't mean that the people shouldn't see you.
他主要是说他不想去检查的意思。这个医学，这个意思。
So he basically he's protesting against all these tests.
五十九岁有一天中风就走了。
So unfortunately, he suffered a stroke and passed away at 59.
好像没事了，砰就走。
He was fine the day before and passed away the next day.
神主耶稣会向我们说真话。
So you see, Jesus will speak the truth.
他是真理，他看见真相，他也说真话。
So he is the truth. He can see the truth.
为着要使到我们神的儿女，这个教会成为一个实实在在做盐做光的教会。
Because he wants you to reflect the truth and
他还怎么介绍自己呢？
Yeah.So how does he introduce himself?
他不单只是诚信证实的，他也是在万物之上做元首的。
He's not only the truth and sees the truth and speaks the truth. He is the Lord of all things.
这是什么意思？
So what does that mean?
说他说我们的主，他是在万物之上 above all.
He's above all things.
他是配得我们将最好的来去献给他。
So he is worthy of us giving our best.
我们看到旧约啊。
So we see in the Old Testament.
在旧约的时代，你献祭的时候。
So when you offer sacrifices to the Lord.
你要把那个一岁的供养献给主，还要无瑕无疵的。
So you have to sacrifice a one-year-old lamb without defect.
为什么是这样子呢？
Why is that?
因为是最好的。
Because that is the best.
我们的神配得我们将最好的献给他。
And our Lord is worthy of us giving our best to him.
这个好，比如说有些人就很聪明了，看哪一只羊快死了。
So some people back in the Old Testament days will see which lamb is about to die.
有皮肤病的也不能卖，不能吃的。
Whichever lamb had disease of the skin and he couldn't be sold and couldn't be eaten.
赶紧把它奉献，免得死掉不能奉献。
They would sacrifice that because it's otherwise useless.
不能够这样子。
So you can't do that.
我最近看到一个录像啊。
So I saw a road sign.
Video.
Oh, video. Okay.
那个Francis Chan.
Francis Chan, yes.
他呢讲道的时候很喜欢用道具的。
So he likes to use a lot of props to when he speaks.
有一次他拿着一个鸡腿。
So one time he took a chicken leg.
一面讲到一面吃鸡腿，这样子。
So he's eating the chicken leg while he's preaching.
其实呢，他是说这是他的生命、他的时间、他的精力，这样子意思。
So he says this chicken leg is like my life and my time and my efforts.
我的金钱、我的精力、我的精神、我的都是这个鸡腿啊。
So my time, my efforts, my emotions, my wealth.
他吃了一口，第一口。
He would eat a bite.
他说：“哎，这是我的这是我的工作啊。
”So this is my work.
第二口。
So he took another bite.
这是我的 vacation.
This is my vacation.
第三口
third bite.
这是我的 hobby.
This is my hobby.
第四口
number four.
这是我的家庭
This is my family.
第五口,
and number five.
这是我的兴趣, 巴巴巴巴,
these are my interests.
整只鸡腿呢,
so he ate it until it was down to the bone.
然后他就说什么呢?
Then what did he say after that?
他做什么呢, 这个 Francis Chan?
You know what he did with his prop?
他说上帝, 这是你的了, 就把那个剩下的那个鸡骨头就丢给上帝。
God, he said, God, the rest is yours, and threw it to the Lord.
然后呢，他自己还是装作上帝一样，上帝就在地下去捡那个鸡腿。So
he pretended to be God and picked up the chicken leg.
然后看一看，哎，幸亏还有一点肉，还有一点肉，这样子。And
he pretended to be God and said, "Oh, a good thing. There's still a little bit of meat left."
上帝是到最后。
So he did this to illustrate that oftentimes we give the leftovers, the worst to God.
吃剩下的,
so we give 我们在, God the leftovers.
我们在教会里面常常说一句话，其实不是那么准确啊。我们在教会做义工 volunteer， 要么做志工是吧？
So we often describe our service in church as a volunteer work.
这个志工的 concept 的定义是什么？你知道吗？
This is not an accurate description because you know what that means?
这时候我有余下的时间,
so it means that when we have leftover time, I'll give it to God.
我退休没事情做了,
so when I retired and there's really nothing left meaningful to do,
我就去做志工,
then I'll go be a volunteer at the church.
很多时候我们把 volunteer concept 用在教会里面。
So we often use that volunteer concept in our service at church.
就是你的工作家庭之余, So
it's whatever you have left over after your work and your family time.
不是的,
so this is not how you serve the Lord.
侍奉神的时候,
so when we serve the Lord,
我要把最好的献给主,
we need to give him our very best.
有时候昨天一个小姐妹就告诉我,
so there is a younger sister who told me yesterday.
年轻姐妹,
so very young person.
她说你们是睡着, 躺着祷告可以吗? 上帝会听吗?
He asked me if it was okay if I was lying down with my eyes closed when I pray.
我说可以啊。
He told her that you could.
但是你大概会明天早上才会说阿们。But
you probably won't say amen until the next morning.
你一定会睡着的了。
Because you're going to fall asleep.
因为你很疲累嘛。
Because you're tired.
你睡觉前还玩了一个小时，花手机花一个小时呢。
Right before that, you had played with your smartphone for an hour.
眼睛快瞎了，不是吗？
Then you're nearly blind then.
你怎么可能有精神祷告呢？
How could you have the energy to pray?
所以不是说躺坐坐着的姿势的问题。
So it's not the position of your body.
那是说那个时间是不是最好的？ 来敬拜神,
it's a question of whether that's the best time to worship God and to pray for other people. Because the Lord is worthy of us giving our very best.
好像我们在菲律宾服事的时候,
so when I was serving in the Philippines,
很多教会的长老啊、执事啊, 他们都很爱主。
So many elders and deacons love the Lord.
他们都很愿意奉献金钱。
And they're very willing to offer their material wealth.
但是呢，你把叫他，你奉献你的儿子，他们就不行了。
But if you ask them to give the Lord their son, they couldn't do it.
虽然他的儿子已经大人了啊。So
because their sons are fully grown.
若是要做传道的话，他们都很反对。So
if they wanted to become a preacher, they were strongly object.
因为他们觉得这个做传道啊。 一方面生活比较艰苦，另外一方面好像没有什么前途啊，这样子。So
they feel like that is a task with that made life difficult and has no prestige.
所以有些人就想说。So
many people think this way.
哎呀，那个大儿子，the
firstborn.
啊，很会读书。
Is really good academically.
最好呢去做这个律师啊、工程师啊、医生啊这样子。
So he will become a lawyer, an engineer, or a doctor.
这个叫做 school smart.
Because he's school smart.
有另外一种人呢，
so,
老二。
The second born son.
不太会读书。
Is not really good academically.
他就很会做生意。
But he's very talented in business.
还没有毕业呢，就已经在学校里面卖东西的那种。
So before he graduates, he's already doing business transactions in the school.
还做高利贷。
And
小孩子,
high interest loans, making high interest loans.
七八岁放高利贷在学校。
So I've seen this. So at 7 or 8 years old, giving his fellow students high interest loans.
借一块钱给他的同学。
So you take a dollar and give it to the
两个月之内要他还60块。
一天一
块的
months,
一天一块的利息 interest.
Two months he asked for $60.
气得他妈妈去见校长，是这个事情。
A dollar of interest a day, so that angered his mother so much that he, they went to see the principal.
是真的。
This is a true story.
因为那个孩子是我的女婿。
他告诉我 son-in-law. My son-in-law did this when he was eight.
不过现在很好，他叫做长老，现在
，he's much
他悔改，他悔改了。
He's an elder now, so
是这样，有些人不会读到做生意耶。
So there's some people that isn't too good at studying, but they know how to do business.
啊，所以我们说，哎呀，大儿子呢就去做工程师，老二呢去做生意。
So the firstborn son will be an engineer, and the secondborn son will be a businessman.
那么老三呢，也不读书，也不会做生意，傻傻的去做牧师。
So, but in the third son, he can't study and it doesn't understand business, so he can be the pastor.
那就糟糕了。
That's a really faulty
thing. 那这种傻傻的牧师呢，一定会产生傻傻的教会，是吧？
Because if you have a quote unquote dumb pastor, you're going to have a quote unquote dumb church.
那么怎么办呢？
So what do you do with that?
全美国都是傻傻的教会啊。
So all of the country will be filled with dumb churches.
感谢主。
So we praise the Lord.
老师说我们的儿女说有天告诉你说妈我要做传道你就来感谢主吧。
So if
不要阻挡神的旨意。
So if your son tells you one day that I want to be a preacher, you need to be thankful to God for that and do not get in the way of God's will.
为什么呢因为他配得我们将最好的献给他。
Because he is worthy of us giving our best to him.
老底嘉教会他们是外面富足灵里面贫穷的。
So you see the Laodicean church was rich on the outside but poor on the
inside. 物质的金钱的富足不代表神的祝福和认可。
Because material wealth doesn't represent blessing or recognition from God.
老底嘉是个有钱的教会。
Because the Laodicea is a wealthy church.
但神不看重这个。
But God doesn't regard this.
他们是用名牌的他们很名贵。但是呢，他们属灵方面并不尊贵。
They're famous, but spiritually they're not respected.
他们的东西呢有很高的价格，但是呢，他们本身在神的面前的用处不高，他们没有很高的价值。
They produce pricey things, but to the Lord, they don't have high spiritual worth.
所以呢，神要求我们，希望我们，因为他是诚信证实，他看见正向的。他希望我们在灵里面丰富有钱。
So because the Lord sees the truth, his hope requirement of us is to be spiritually rich.
什么叫做有钱呢？什么叫做丰富的教会呢？
So what does it mean to be spiritually rich, to be an abundant church?
第一个意思哈。
So the first meaning
不是乃是丰盛，第一个是不是丰富的生活，乃是丰盛的生命。
So not prosperous lives, but rather abundant lives.
所以我们说什么叫做丰盛的生命是吗
？So what does it mean to have abundant life?
就是在你的生命的当中
，So in your life,
你属灵的果子慢慢成熟
，That your spiritual fruits slowly but surely become mature.
仁爱、喜乐、和平
love, peace,
忍耐，还有忍耐
，gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance.
这些的美德能够在你生命当中不但只有。并且能够长大，并且能够成熟。
But this is high quality fruit that is in your life and will become mature.
不是成功。
Not successful.
不是有钱。
Not wealthy.
而是说你的生命的果子一个一个慢慢结出来，你的忍耐。
But the spiritual gifts and you become more and more mature.
世界的事情什么都会过去。
Because all these things in the world will pass away.
但是神所算的。给神算得出来的就是 你的爱心所做的事情
But what God regards highly is what you do out of love for him
甚至你为他的名所受的苦蒙主纪念
The sufferings you have for his namesake God remembers that
有时候做事情之后不但只不得到人的称赞反而有时候人会批评我们
And when you do things like this for God's glory, so sometimes you will not only not get praise from men, you will be mocked and ridiculed.
人不了解你。
Because people don't understand you.
人家嫉妒你。
So some people will be jealous.
所以讲一些很 harsh, 很没有爱心的话。
So they will say some harsh and unloving things to you.
但是你经过祷告之后。
But when you pray,
你知道是说我真是为着主来做的。
And you have peace in your heart that I did this for the Lord.
我就不辩论也不辩护了。
So I will not debate or argue with the
people.
我也
不反击了。
and I will not counterattack.
因为圣经常常提说，我知道，我知道，我知道。
Because the Bible tells you that God knows, God knows, God knows.
所以呢，这个是第一个丰富啊。
So this is the first abundance in life.
什么叫第二种丰富？什么意思呢？
So, what's the second type of abundance?
就是说，你去到哪里？
So, wherever you go,
无论你有多少，
no matter how much you have,
你都能够成为那个群体那个处境里面的一个祝福。
So you will be a blessing to that group of people and to that particular circumstance.
有些人很有钱的，
so some people have much wealth,
但是呢他有钱呢他常常还继续的的人生目标就是要得到更多主的祝福。 Blessing collector.
But he has a collector mentality. Wherever he goes, he collects more.
一直追求祝福，祝福，祝福，祝福，祝福那种。
He thinks that he's collecting God's blessings.
已经消化不了了，你知道吗？
It's so much that he can't digest it anymore.
甚至是消化不良哎。
And it causes him indigestion.
还是追求主的祝福，主的祝福，主的祝福。
But he's constantly lusting for more.
这个叫 collector of blessings.
So this is a blessing collector of blessings.
另外一种是 channel of blessing, 这是神的祝福的导管。
But what we should strive for is to be a channel of blessing.
不是说他后面有个仓库。
So it's not that you have a big storehouse behind
you. 所以那个仓库呢，就经过这个导管就给你。
So he becomes a channel where he dumps out the storehouse.
我不是这个意思。
So I don't mean that.
那是这个人啊，他另外一边接到天上去。
So it's that the other end of the channel is connected to God.
另外一面就接到人那边去。
And the other end is connected to people.
这个叫做 channel of blessing.
So you are a channel of blessing from God
to
people. 不是
blessings collector, 祝福的那个受集者。
So you're not a collector of blessing, rather a channel of blessing from men to God.
我最近买了本书叫做 A Blessed Life.
So I'm reading a book called A Blessed Life.
这人家推荐给我读的。
It's somebody recommended to me.
讲到一个牧师。
It talks about a pastor.
这个牧师呢，他不是好像我们有一个教会服事的，不是，他是游行牧师，游行。
He's a freelance pastor. He's a mobile pastor.
每个礼拜都在不同教会带领聚会。
So he is leading worship service at a different church every week.
他去讲道的时候呢，没有跟那个教会说我需要多少收费，没有的。
He doesn't ask for a speaker's fee from any church.
那么教会给他们多少，奉献给他，他就收多少，没不算。
He just takes whatever people donate to him.
都很奇怪啊，但感谢神哈，那每个月都够用哈。
Praise God, he has enough to live by every month.
有一次
，one time，
连续上个礼拜都没有人邀请他。
There were three straight weeks where nobody asked him to speak.
因为他的生活费完全是靠。这个福音养生的是吗？
所以、because his material needs are provided for by the gospel.
所以呢，连续上礼拜呢，都最后有一个教会请他了，第四个礼拜了。
In the fourth week, somebody asked him to speak.
那一天呢，神很祝福他。
And God blessed him richly then.
那么讲完道以后
，So after he spoke,
那个牧师说什么呢？那个驻堂牧师。
The resident pastor told him.
他说我们感谢神。
And we praise God.
这位弟兄，这位牧师今天祝福了我们，我们都很受感动。
This pastor blesses much today, and we're very moved by his speak.
我们现在呢，来收一个奉献。
So let's take up a collection.
今天晚上所收的奉献全给他。
And everything we collect tonight, we'll give to him.
那么收完以后
，So after the collection,
那么的教会的财务呢，写一个支票给那个牧师。
And the finance secretary wrote him a check.
他一看
，When he looked at it,
这个钱啊
，the money,
那根据那个驻堂牧师说。是他们有史以来这个最终的培灵会收的最多的那次。
So it's the most that they've ever collected in one meeting.
然后呢，他一看的话，感谢神，我上个礼拜没有的讲到的那个所需要的完全 cover.
It covered all his expenses from the previous 3 weeks.
神真是信实的。
Because God is faithful.
但故事不停在这里。
But the story doesn't stop there.
因为他讲到之前呢，有一个宣教士来做见证。
So before he came, there was a missionary that gave testimony.
他很受感动。
And he was very moved.
这个宣教士很有需要。
And this missionary was much in need.
他就跑到这个宣教士的面前。
So he ran over to the missionary.
他说，我刚才听你讲，讲到之前听你讲的见证，我很受感动。我知道你很大的需要。
So he told the missionary who spoke right before him that I was very moved by your testimony.
他说，神感动我，把今天教会给我那个 salary 支票全给你。
So he just signed over the check to the missionary.
那个，哎呀，那个人真是 他这个 missionary 也不知道是说他没有钱。
So the missionary didn't know what the pastor's situation was.
若是他知道的话，他可能说一人一半吧。
So if he knew, he probably would have split it with him.
他不知道耶。
But he has no idea.
整个支票都收下来了，这样子。
So the, he took the whole check.
那他就平安无事了，感谢神，感谢神。
But he was at peace in his heart with it.
这个的宣教士以为他很有钱。
So the missionary thought that he was very wealthy.
你没有钱，怎么可能那么大的支票给我啊？
So because if he wasn't wealthy, how could he just sign this check over to me?
就是没有钱。
But he doesn't have anything.
因为他那条管不是接到他的窗户，还是接到天上，是吗？
Because his channel is connected to God.
后来在喝咖啡的时候。
But while they were sharing coffee.
有一个弟兄就问这个牧师。
So a brother asked his pastor.
他说问了一个很奇怪的问题，从来没有人会敢问牧师这个问题的。
So it's a question that nobody would dare to ask the pastor.
你说怎么问啊？
You know what he asked?
他说刚才教会给你多少钱了、
啊、Yes,、how much money did the church give you?
那个人当然不会回答的了、啊、
And of course,、this is not something that pastors should divulge.
他说、自无耳对就算了这样子就说就是好啊有有也就是这样子就打发、so, 他走了这样子
He gave a very vague answer.
但是这个人真奇怪、啊、
But this is a very strange
一直跟着他问他多少钱多少钱多少钱
He kept asking and asking and asking.
世界上有这种人吗？
Are there people like this in the world? It's very impolite.
这个人真的，这个牧师觉得奇怪，为什么这样子问呢？
So the pastor thought, this is really strange. Why would somebody keep asking this?
那么他就打想打发他走。
So he was trying to get rid of him.
那么那个人说，问另外一个问题。
So the person asked him another question.
他说，我可不可以看那个支票？
So can I look at the check?
你这么给看我的支票，他这边没有了嘛，对吧
？Yeah, but he has no check to show him anymore.
所以呢，这个牧师给他逼到已经没办法退了。他说：“多少钱？多少钱？多少钱
？”So he told the person how much money it was.
这个支票不在我身边。
But I don't have the check anymore.
他没有说他给的呢。
But he didn't tell him who he gave it to.
他只说这个支票现在不在我身边。
He said the check is no longer with me.
那个人说什么呢
？What did that person tell him?
我刚才看到你把支票给了那个宣教士。
So I saw that you gave the check to
是不是
that missionary.
问他。他说 Yeah.
So he had to confess that that's what he did.
那个弟兄就拿一个支票本出来。
So the brother took out a checkbook.
根据他讲那个数目。
And wrote down the amount that he told him.
不是。根据他所讲那个数目。先听你这个数目。
Yeah, so whatever the check, the amount of the check
他就写一个支票。
So he wrote the check.
再给他。
And gave the exact same amount.
是十倍，不是 exact.
Oh, no,
ten times.
It's ten times. So
ten times more.
He took that number and multiplied by ten and wrote the check for that amount.
感谢神。
So thank the Lord.
这个是什么意思啊？
So what does that mean?
什么叫做丰富啊？
So what does it mean to have
abundant life? 丰富是说我们的生命当中接触加拉太书五章二十二节的果子。
So as we experience spiritual fruits, as described in Galatians 5:22,
什么叫丰富啊?
So what does it mean to be abundant?
你自己每天的生命与主连结。
That your life is connected with God daily.
当然跟你交谈的时候。
So and when people talk to you,
不需要跟你讲很多话。
They don't need to speak very much to you.
你只要跟他讲一句话、两句话、三句话，他就觉得很丰富、很饱足。
People are fed, they feel blessed when you speak to them.
因为你跟主连接在一起。
Because you are connected to God.
你也跟主的家湾 safe 连在一起，仓库连在一起。
You are also connected to God's storehouse, God's
safe. 你要有信心，要成为 channel of blessing.
So we need to take a step of faith and become a channel of blessing.
哎呀，这种见证太多太多。罗斯，有一天你给我两个小时，我都讲见证给你听。
And this is a true story, and I have just countless testimonies like this.
太多这种的。
It would take me 2 hours to talk to you about.
左手来，右手去，左手更多，右手更多那种。
And people being channels of blessing, whether they get in the right hand, they hand out with their left.
啊，这个叫做什么呢？
What is this called?
啊，叫做 channel blessing， 不是 blessings collector.
So this is a channel blessing, not a blessings collector.
这个叫做灵里面的丰富。
So this is what it means to be spiritually rich.
我没时间讲这个了。这个，第五个，你要活出救恩的义。
So we need to live out the righteousness of salvation.
耶稣怎么责备他们呢?
So what is Jesus, how does Jesus rebuke the
你们是赤身肉体的?
You are naked without
你们没有衣服穿的?
Clothing. You have no clothing.
刚才我说这个老底嘉城是一个非常的有名的出黑羊毛的一个城市。
So even though city produced a very famous black wool.
但是呢,他们竟然没有衣服可以穿。
But they don't have any clothing.
弟兄姐妹, 讲到这个衣服就是救恩就是这个义的衣服嘛
So there's the cloth of righteousness covering
讲到这个义哦 这个 righteousness
So when we talk about righteousness
第一个是救恩的义
Number one is the righteousness of salvation
基督的义 他说完成的工作送给你 算在你的账上
Why does he talk about this? Because Christ put his righteousness upon you
所以我们说披戴基督
So we clothe ourselves with Christ
感谢神
So we praise the Lord
基督的义就成为了你的义
Because the righteousness of Christ became our righteousness
所以呢主耶稣不但只为我们死
So Jesus Christ not only died for us
你信他的话 他把他的死送给你
If you believe in him He gave you his death
那么上帝追究你的罪孽的时候
He gifted his death to you so that when God comes asking you to pay for your sins with death,
上帝说罪的工价乃是死。
So God says the wages of sin is death.
你就拿出那个死亡证给他看了看。
So you can take the certificate of death that Christ gave to you and say it's.
这个死亡证竟然有你的名字。
It has your name on it because Christ died for you.
是耶稣给你的。
Yeah, Christ gave this to you.
所以从公义的角度来看。
So from the viewpoint of righteousness,
比如说你今天犯了个大罪, 全人类最大的罪,
so if you committed the most horrific sin of all humankind,
不是你死的话, 就一了百了了是吧? 没办法再追你的了是吗?
If you paid for it with your death, then the debt is paid.
你欠政府十个亿, 一百个亿都 没办法追你, 你死了。
Because it doesn't matter how much you owe, if you die, your death is gone.
但是有另外一种义,
but there's another type of righteousness.
很多的基督徒呢, 一整天在讲救恩的义, 感谢神, 啊, 我的罪蒙赦免了, 已经干净了, 但是呢, 没有注意到, 我们还有另外一种义, 叫圣徒的义。
So many Christians talk all day about the righteousness of salvation given us to Christ, but there's another righteousness, that's
你要,
righteousness of the saints.
你要活出这种义出来。
Because the God requires us to live out this type of righteousness.
我们叫做 gospel living, 福音的那个生活。
So it's a gospel living, living out the righteousness of Christ.
我不晓得你记得我讲过一个比方,
So I told you one example.
有一个女生,
So there is a lady.
那她在公司里面做出了一个大事情,犯了错, 她等着被炒鱿鱼。
So he committed a great error in her work and she was waiting to be fired.
后来, 他的那个老板
and her boss
就向那个大老板求情
spoke on her behalf to the boss
一般人的求情啊
so when people do things like this
就会说哎这个新来的什么都不懂哎就是这个给他个机会吧已经很好了是吗
So,
已经很好了。
You might say that this person is new. She doesn't know what she's doing. Please forgive her for her error.
他不是这样的求情。
But he didn't speak to the big boss that way.
他说这是我的错。
He says this is actually my fault.
Her boss said this is. 我是我给他多一点训练的话。
So if I gave her more training.
我是我给他多一点引导的话。
So if I gave her more guidance.
我是我给他多一点关照的话。
So if I did more caring for her.
他不至于犯这个错。
She will not make this mistake.
你可不可以给他个机会?
And could you please give her another chance?
那个大老板, 当然可以, 当然可以。
And the big boss says, sure, that's fine, I'll give her another chance.
就没事了。
And then the matter's over.
这个女生就问她的老板,
so when the lady asked her boss,
她说, 你为什么这样子做?
She asked her supervisor, why did you do this?
通常人求情都是说, 原谅这个人, 原谅这个人。
So when people speak on your behalf for things like this, people would ask, please forgive this person.
But you took my blame. 你替我背黑锅欸。
But she took the blame for her.
什么原因啊?
Why do you do that?
那个人说没有什么事, 不是没有什么事, 一定有事情啊。
And he said, oh, it's no big deal. And she wouldn't give up. She said, it must be some reason.
那么这个他的老板告诉他,
And her supervisor told her,
这个老板呢是基督徒。
Because he's a Christian.
你问我说为什么我愿意替你背黑锅。
You asked me why I'm willing to take the blame for you.
因为两千年前。
Because 2,000 plus years ago.
神的儿子耶稣基督。
Because the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
在十字架上。
On the cross.
替我背了个更大的黑锅。
Took all the blame for me, a bigger blame.
你今天这个小的黑锅。
And for your small mistake,
跟主耶稣替我背那个大黑锅算不了什么，算不了什么。
It pales in comparison to the blame that Jesus Christ took for my sins.
He took my blame.
He took my blame.
我是把这个的事情活在我的生活里面，我愿意 took your blame.
And I'm living out the grace of Jesus Christ in taking your blame.
耶稣替我背了这个大的黑锅。
Because Jesus took the blame for me.
我愿意替你背这个小的黑锅。
I'm willing to take this small blame for you.
弟兄姐妹。
For brothers and sisters.
这个叫做救恩的生活。Gospel living.
So this is gospel living.
不是说我用这个来去换救恩，不是这个意思。
It's not that you are taking this as a deed that can earn you salvation.
因为我已经得到了这个救恩。
Because I've already received salvation.
我现在有个叫做感恩的回报 ,grateful response.
This righteous living is my grateful response.
我回应神对我的爱。
So, my response to God's love for me.
我就怎么样对你。
So, how God treats me, that's how I treat others.
神赦免我一千万的银子。
So, what God forgave 10 million, a debt of 10 million.
我也可以赦免那个欠我十年银子的人。
So, I will forgive a debt of 10.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
今天、我们打开我们的心。
That may we open our hearts.
我们活出神自己的救恩。
That may we live out the salvation, the righteousness of salvation God gave us.
从这个不冷不热。
That we would transform from
没有用的一个状态。
From a useless.
成为一个有用的一个基督徒。
And become a useful Christian.
从一个一直以来追求主祝福的一个基督徒。
So let's transform ourselves from a blessing collector
成为一个神祝福的一个导管。
To be a channel of blessing for God.
我们同心祷告。
Let's pray.
感谢主，赞美你。
We praise and thank the Lord.
你的话语一解开就发出亮光。
Because your word, when we open it, gives us light.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
虽然张传道现在出去做宣教士。
Though Pastor Chang has moved on to be a missionary,
我们这边也需要一位牧者。
We still need a pastor here.
我们今天同心合意祷告。
So as we pray in unison,
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
预备我们。
Prepare us.
预备我们的灵命。
That prepare our spiritual life.
更新我们的灵命。
That you would renew our spiritual life.
以致我们可以跟将来那个传道人配搭起来。
That we may work together with the future coming pastor.
在 Temecula 这个地方。
That in Temecula.
信望你自己的福音。
That we would renew the gospel.
感谢赞美你。
And we praise and thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray for these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。